I had a short class this morning. I'm going to be on my way back to Budapest. Great verse. I'm just going to read the one preceding it. This is from Brahma's Prayers for Creative Energy. Very relevant to Vaishnavas and anxiety, both about their service as well as their path to perfection. The previous verse said, as a response by the Lord, that he saw that Brahma was really anxious about planning and constructing the different planetary systems, as follows. O Brahma, O depth of Vedic wisdom, be neither depressed nor anxious about the execution of creation. What you are begging from me has already been granted before. And now this is the verse for today. Bhuyastam tapa tishta vidya chaiva marashrayam tavyam antaridhi brahma lokan draksya sapavritan. O Brahma, situate yourself in penance and meditation and follow the principles of knowledge to receive my favor. By these actions you will be able to understand everything from within your heart. Really a great verse. In a nutshell, this describes the process of Krishna consciousness. We're engaged in devotional service. We're engaged in sanana bhakti for the purpose of attaining perfection by having pleased Krishna. Here, the Lord is telling Brahma, don't be in anxiety about how you're going to create this universe. Just do the following. Be situated in penance, meditation, and follow the principles of knowledge. This is the conduct that's really ideal for all Vaishnavas. One cannot avoid performing penance within this world. There are austerities involved just in making ends meet, just in keeping the body and soul together. There are austerities involved in the process of devotional service. One has to give up previous bad habits and accept restrictions that are there in devotional life, like our regulative principles. And then one should perform meditation, one should perform bhajan, one should chant Hare Krishna, regularly read Srimad Bhagavatam, engage in devotional activities. And both of these activities should be performed according to the principles of knowledge. What are the principles of knowledge? Shruti, Smriti, Puradani, Pancharatriki, Vidhi. In short, what Srila Prabhupada had taught us, the instructions that Srila Prabhupada had given us. Oh yes, and then let me go back to penance. And of course the most important penance or yajna that one will perform is to spread Krishna consciousness, which also has so many problems associated with it, but still one performs these activities. And what will be the result of such effort? What will be the result of just sticking to these activities? One ultimately attracts Krishna's attention. One receives what is stated here, Marashaya, Krishna's shelter. If you receive Krishna's shelter, then all of the perfections of devotional service naturally become manifest. How? Here it is stated. Drikshasi, you will see, apavritam, they will be disclosed to you. Antariddhi, from within your heart. So Bhagavatam begins, Tene Brahma Riddhaya. The same thing, all the knowledge is revealed within the heart. Or the process of Buddhi Yoga, as Krishna says, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tvam Jinamam Kriyantiti. By sticking to the principles of devotional service, accepting the difficulties that are inherent with practicing that devotional service, as outlined to us by Srila Prabhupada, we please Krishna. And by pleasing Krishna, we get Krishna's shelter, in which case he reveals everything that needs to be known. Devotees often ask, how will I know my relationship with Krishna? How will my spiritual form be revealed to me? It will be revealed in time as a consequence of having achieved the shelter of Krishna. One doesn't have to do anything artificial. One doesn't have to do anything new. And no amount of sadhana will invoke these very confidential subject matter. They are something which naturally comes as a consequence of having achieved Krishna's mercy. This is the esoteric process of devotional service. Even there's a so-called exoteric process where the path of sadhana was being absorbed and meditating in the Krishna's eightfold daily pastimes and the activities of Krishna's eternal associates of the Lord. But it isn't that that sadhana itself is a better process for invoking Krishna's favor. It was another process, but it involved the same thing. It involved penance. The penance there is living in a solitary place, wearing only a kalpin, chanting 64 rounds, 128 rounds, or even more than that, being absorbed in intense meditation according to certain principles of knowledge that were laid down at that time. But that process is no longer practical for people. It is too austere. The process of meditation is too demanding. Therefore, the process which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada has given to us, these are the steps that we follow for gaining the favor of Krishna. And when you gain the favor of Krishna, then everything naturally becomes known from within the heart. This is the natural process. Artificial, which means sahaja, means that by some effort I think that I can invoke all of these very confidential subject matter. But it won't happen like that, because you can't achieve Krishna's favor artificially. It comes by gaining Krishna's trust, and when Krishna's trust is achieved, then naturally all of these things become manifest within the heart. Therefore, we should be dedicated to the vows that we've taken in Krishna consciousness. We should be determined to serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. We should practice chanting Hare Krishna in a way that is free of offense. And when Krishna becomes pleased with our efforts, when we've proved ourselves to be reliable, worthy of his favor, then naturally he will give us his shelter. And it is stated here, Tabyam antaridi brahman lokan drakshyashi apavritam. Then all of these things become manifest within our hearts, and they will be disclosed, apavritam, they will be disclosed to us, and we will be able to see. We will be able to see, just like Lord Brahma ultimately was able to see the spiritual world. He was able to understand his relationship with Krishna. He saw Vrindavan along with Krishna, the cowherd boys, the cows, the gopis, and all of Krishna's past life. Impertinence is trying to enter into this realm artificially. And because it's not possible, the only thing we end up is simply cheating ourselves. So let us remain really determined in our spiritual practices and determined to achieve the favor of Krishna and his associates. And just as a child naturally, as he becomes an adult, grows, he doesn't have to have some type of artificial method in order for him to become tall, in the same way that trees naturally bear fruit in season. In the same way, our sadhana bhakti, our devotional service, according to the principles that have been outlined to us by Srila Prabhupada, will bear fruit. And then we will see all of those things that we have up till now heard about with premanjana charita bhakti vilavachanayana, with eyes anointed with knowledge. Conviction, deep conviction in this process, as the Lord is speaking to Brahma, as Srila Prabhupada gave to us, is real shraddha. It is the type of faith that one requires to have in order to persevere and go through a lifetime of penance and meditation for achieving that end. But it's worth it. What Brahma achieved after many millions of lifetimes, devotees can easily achieve after a short life, relatively short life of 40, 50, 60, 70 years. This is the motto, and this is the process of the Krishna consciousness movement. Chant Hare Krishna, back home, back to Godhead.